This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Fresh, young, and hip. Unlike other shows that need to replace their hips. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Now, I was there when this fella shaved his possum tail at Lou's place. I was there when his wife Dee died in a terrible post-wedding accident. I watched as Steph Scully left him at the altar.
You're such a stalker.
Well, you know, this is how I grew up. I watched the first day Callum called him dad, and I also watched when he brought in his cousin Stingray and Tadpole, aka Ryan Maloney. Welcome to Rise Up.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thank you. Now, I was mentioning before, you know, pretty much a synopsis of what I've watched Toadfish Rebecca grow into over the past 15 years you've been on air.
I did hear that and I got a little bit scared. I started looking over my shoulder.
No, I have to say, Neighbours, we were chatting to Brooke Shuttrell a couple of weeks ago, and she said too, for a lot of kids like myself, it's very much engraved into their upbringing. Have you found that, Ryan?
Yeah, it is. Probably the weirdest thing is that, you know, like I meet 20-year-olds and you know, I've been on TV for all of their life, which is just weird. It's definitely ingrained in people's lives.
And your journey on Neighbours, you've been on the soap for 15 years. Are you ever getting sick of it, getting up so early, going to Ngunnawadding and filming day in, day out?
No, it beats working for a living. I turn up and I have fun. I muck around, you know, much like you guys. you know, it's a pretty good way to earn a living.
He knows our secret that we just have fun in studio and we don't really work.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Oh, if you find something that you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah, exactly. Have you found it a bit nostalgic taking a trip down memory lane? Because over the past few nights watching Neighbours, there's a few, you know, sentimental pieces here and there. Have you found yourself tearing up a bit and going, oh, I completely forgot about that, and then you know, it brings back all these memories?
Yeah, absolutely. I know definitely watching their special on Monday night, I sat there and just went, wow, this is actually like a really, really big deal. There's been so much stuff that's happened through this show and so many people who have come through. And so many storylines that, you know, people would relate to and remember that when you see it all put together in one package, you go, this is pretty massive and pretty impressive.
Now, Ryan, Toadie's had a few cousins come on air, like I've mentioned before, Stingray and Tadpole. Is there one coming up called Nemo anytime soon?
No, unfortunately. I mean, we had Callum became Squid.
Oh, that's right. But that's it.
And we did have Gemfish come in for a bit.
Oh, dear. Maybe you should put that to the writers, a Nemo. I reckon that will go off.
I think Nemo's been trademarked by us.
By Pixar, yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Everyone's fallen in love with your character. You play one of the best characters, I reckon, on TV. And as you said before, you know, it's not work. It's you get to go and muck around and have fun for a living. Hopefully we're going to see you for, you know, still a while to come. But do you have anything else coming up personally in your life? I mean, when you jump on your Twitter bio, I love the line that says, what does it say? That you finally got your break doing Light and Easy after 15 years on a soap, on a soapy.
I'm glad you enjoy that. I actually have nothing to do with that. I don't have any social media at all. so I'm glad whoever is doing that is being nice and funny.
someone is controlling a Toadie account on Twitter. And Ginny was really excited. She goes, oh my God, Toadie just followed me. Yeah, it's not Toadie. There you go.
There's no blue tick on it, so I was a little bit sus. But thank you for clearing that up for me and shattering my dreams there. That's cool.
That's all right. But if I did have Twitter, I'd follow you.
Oh, thank you, Toads.
Bless. Well, we're going to let you go because we know that it's early in the morning and, I don't know what. Do you have to go out to Ngunnawadding at all today?
I've actually got the day off. What a fantastic job it is. It's brilliant.
I wish
it's not bad. I think I'll stay on here for another 20 years.
Done. We look forward to seeing you. I don't even want to think of how old we're going to be in 20 years' time. But, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Congratulations on 30th anniversary of Neighbours and continued success in the show. We love watching you and we love your character so much.
Good on you, thank you. And thank you very much to everybody who has supported it over the last 30 years because basically without you guys watching, we don't have a job. So thank you all very much.
So give us the plug for those who have been living under a rock. When can they see you?
6:30, weeknights. You know, Monday to Friday, Channel 11.
Done. Too easy. Mr. Maloney, thank you so much.
Good on you. Cheers, guys.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.